Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Supposed to say something somewhere over the rainbow. All right, so I'm a little bit late today, sorry about that. Well, let's see, what day is today? It is it's Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May, 5/5/2020. All right, let's start the show, shall we? We've got Badger-matic in the chat room. Also see ProMetX, how you doing? Festus B, WD and Irish. We also saw Rosenberg, Gino 2017, Lady Horse, and Positron as well. And I got Lexical, the Jurist LB, the Mechanic is in the chat room. Open Philosopher, Mona Rattler, May Street 139. Plant Manager, Dirt Engineer. Hello also to Boy Solomon and Simply Red 777. Good to see you back. Crab Cake, me, myself. Factor Theory, Omega Logos, Comet, Noreen, me, In the Kitchen, Jer Bear, Cat Dog Girl. And Hummingbird, Popsicle Toes, Wally, Blasphemous Buddha, Surrey Sunflower, so, Bats Man, and Pat Rabbit are all in the chat room right now. Just, everybody's just hanging out. JW has also joined in. Hello, JW, what's going on? What is going on? That is a question. Well, today, as always, we'll have a full report. A couple little things that I wanted to get off my chest, I guess. You're looking for a job. You're going to need an army of contact tracers, don't you know? You can be in that army. What do you think a contact tracer's job is going to entail? Like, is it going to be something like this, the TSA? Maybe you get to have access to all kinds of interesting little databases, right? You get to be snooping around in LexisNexis database and find out who Johnny Neighbor has been talking to. Let's see where your cell phone has actually been, geolocation. We'll look at the little map here, and I see that you have been to the mall. In the mall, you had contact with 622 people in your normal vicinity over the period of 2 hours. Boy, you do walk around a lot now, don't you? So I'm going to go to your house, I'm going to knock on the door, and we're going to identify those members of your family as also that have had contact with you and other people. And we need to go into the family units and identify those that may be infected and take them out so that they can be isolated in a fair and dignified manner. You remember that guy at the very top of the WHO, that was saying that. The WHO. The World Health Organization, that's who. Did you know who the largest donor of the World Health Organization is? The World Health Organization. Guess the largest donor is. Let's play Ring Around the Rosy. The largest donor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the World Health Organization apparently is Bill Gates. Yes, Bill Gates. Bill Gates? Huh. Well, but Bill Gates is an American guy. Why would he have anything to do with the World Health Organization? You would think that Bill Gates would have more to do with, let's say, the CDC, like Dr. Fauci. Oh, well, he does, because Dr. Fauci actually sits on one of the little panels or boards for Bill Gates' organization, the Gates Foundation. No, yeah, you didn't know that. So Bill Gates not only has a connection with the WHO, the World Health or the Health Organization, but also the CDC with the Bill Gates Foundation and also Dr. Fauci, who's been hanging around him for quite a long time now. Well over a decade or so. Yeah. You see how it's all one big happy family. Yeah. You see, in Sacramento, California, the other day, there was a glimmer of hope. I would say a small glimmer. A little tiny shimmer of hope, but I don't know about, like, the cops there were standing there protecting the Capitol. You know, it's ordered by the Governor Nuisance of California, ordered his riot gear clad police to protect the Capitol. And because, you know, the common citizenry made up of very dangerous, threatening women and children, you know, in strollers and families going to protest, you know, out of work fathers and that kind of thing. Horrible people were protesting. Need to be protected. You have to protect the Capitol. Well, there was one insolent person there that had a megaphone, and he kept bullhorning the police about how the police need to be on the right side of history, and, you know, it's not constitutional and all these horrible things. Finally, I guess he scared the police so much that they stood down, or maybe they actually started to think about what he was actually saying, you know, after they had actually beat the pastor and arrested him and were threatening and pushing women with small children, you know, around, and they were being called out on this sort of activity, like, oh, you know, you tough policemen are running around pushing women and children and arresting pastors. You know, this is what you signed up for, right? You know, does it pass your sniff test? Or is it what we call in the military an unlawful order? This was according to this individual. And it went on for a little while, and finally, at the end, the police walked away. At first, I wasn't sure. Maybe they were shifting, you know, changing shifts or something, but it looked like they just decided, you know what, he's right. And I think the more and more police need to start asking themselves this question. Now, obviously, this didn't happen in New York, where plainclothes officer, I believe, after the public got wind of what he did. There's a video, I'm sure you might have seen it, of the plainclothes officer enforcing or protecting his fellow officers from the dangerous citizenry of course, by shoving them to the ground and pounding on their face, because these evil citizens were either taking pictures of other evil citizens that were not following the order to, quote unquote, be socially distant, according to some of the Zog enforcers that were walking around. So they call themselves police. So, yeah, you know, I am surprised. Well, maybe not. The public is pretty docile right now. But if that kind of thing continues to happen, I wouldn't be surprised when some folks start fighting back and if police officers start being more of a target, if you know what I mean. You know, walking around smacking people and calling yourself a police officer in this day and age, well, a few weeks can change very radically, as you've seen. And at this direction is a very slippery slope where people are not going to listen to the police. People are going to jump on top of the police. People are going to snipe you if you continue to treat people like shit. You are going to get picked off one by one by a very, very angry and pissed off armed citizenry. Do you understand? Will you comply, officer? Or will you be in contempt of citizen? Will you go back on your oath and be a traitor to your own people? Or, as they say, I mean, you know, you're just following orders, right? Who else was just following orders? Those Nazis that were hung, put on trial, or shot, they were following orders too. They were just following his orders. I mean, you just can't blame them, can you? So how much longer is the citizenry going to put up with this bullshit? How much longer are people going to just start, you know, continue to stand humbly in line 6 feet away from each other while they wait for the opportunity to give people a little bit of money that can barely buy enough food to feed your family? How much longer are people going to remain docile? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to give you another name. You know, a few months ago, I mentioned a name. It was Lady Somerset. Many of you people may have recalled that I spoke about who Lady Somerset was, what she was involved with, and da la la. It was an interesting little rabbit hole. Well, now I'm going to give you another name that you probably never heard before. And this is another rabbit hole that is a little more up to date, I should say, for today's content, for today's context of interesting names. Now, also, just like before, this name is of a female, of a woman. It's a woman's name. A female that you, again, have probably never, ever heard of. And this one has lots of pictures as well. Now, she has been called, well, nobody's quite sure when she was born, nor exactly where she was born. They do say, and you can Google her name and look at the Google images, and yes, she is quite stunningly attractive. Almost too attractive, actually. Very beautiful woman. Some people might think that she is Nordic beautiful. Alien, you know, the Nordic aliens, that kind of. So I guess it's just your taste. Other folks have referred to as the evil alien interdimensional queen behind the veil that wants to subdue humanity through gene editing and mind control via 5G. Now, she's into all kinds of interesting things. Does anybody in the chat room have any idea on who this person might be? Go ahead and post your name in the chat room if you think you know who it is. I'm going to put a link in the chat room that goes to her YouTube. She has a YouTube channel. Yes, a YouTube channel. That's right. So make sure that I'm going to the right channel here. Yeah, it's actually Deep Genomics. Let me go ahead and get her channel proper here. Now, this is a small, before I tell you the name of the person, this is a small, just a small blurb of her speaking in her own voice. Let me go ahead and put that in here. All right, here we go. Just a second here. I got to unmute it. All right, here she is. I'll give you the name of the
song. I do think that we have a unique position in the moment, and especially in the UK, because we are the third largest tech hub after China. So I think today, in terms of a political hub, is what I see a lot when I go to the States and I speak to American entrepreneurs, is that they are afraid of China. And that they think, they will steal my IP rights. And they don't know the market. They say, oh, we have a homogeneous market of 300 million here. Why we do have to go to China? And so I say we have to work with China because, first of all, it's today and not tomorrow. China is the biggest market already in certain segments. And I think Europe has a great possibility to be the hub between America and China. I do think.
So we must work with China. Yes. Her name is Nicole Junkerman. That's right. Nicole Junkerman. And the last name is spelled J-U-N-K-E-R, Junker, M-A-N-N, Mun. Junkerman. Junkerman. So that is her name. She is the founder of NJF Capital. And what you just heard was her speaking. She was speaking at how Europe can become the hub linking American and Chinese technologies. Ms. Junkerman was speaking then at a panel which focused on the international approach to the ethical and business considerations with developing technologies including big data and artificial intelligence. The panel was part of the Robotics, Artificial Intelligence, Internet of Things, and Data, which is known as RAID, R-A-I-D. So, Ms. Junkerman. Now, again, she is the founder of NJF Capital. And NJF Capital, there's also NJF Holdings. Now, it's not that they're just some that she's actually a pretty big deal. If you look at NJF Capital, all right, you just put that in venture capital arm of NJF Holdings. Okay, they're an investment company right out of the city of London, right there in the middle of London. This woman is probably one of the richest women on the planet. She's married to a very wealthy Italian gentleman who's like, I don't know, five times her age. But I think he's bloodline black nobility himself. She's, again, she's not that old. She's actually quite stunningly beautiful by standards of who, people would think would be in charge of an investment capital firm located out there in the city of London. So you can look that up, NJF Capital. Breakthrough Medical Moments Powered by AI. That's on the front page. The front page of NJF Capital right now. If you go to njfcapital.com, and you're going to see Venture Capital Arm, NJF Capital, and they have something here that says Alkin from our portfolio. It's got like a jellyfish. And then it says Breakthrough Medical Moments Powered by AI, Paris, France. Efficient data, efficient medicine, artificial intelligence to make accurate medical predictions. Big data science applied to health sector. Wow. Now go ahead and click on news in the upper right-hand corner.
I better really get to the Fulford Report. I'm not going to even have time. And you'll see some of the things that she's into. Swarm Technology chooses Momentus and SpaceX to launch constellation of tiny satellites. She's working with Elon Musk. Now, I don't know who this person is and what her motivations are and if she's dark or light or anything. All I'm saying, here's another name of an individual that seems to be on the top of a pyramid where a lot of stuff sort of lines up to. It's just, and this person is right there, and her assets or the assets of this are available for all to see. Okay? So now you heard it here first. Nicole Junkerman, J-U-N-K-E-R-M-A-N-N. J-U-N-K-E-R-M-A-N-N, Nicole Junkerman. So, yeah. As always, the Fulford Report does not necessarily represent the views of myself or Revolution Radio or any of its appendages. That's good apple juice. But it might. And now, without further ado, except for one more sip of apple juice. Nom, nom, nom. The Fulford Report. Benjamin Fulford. Will the scamdemic flush out the secret space force? Although there may be... Excuse me. Although there's... I'm just not with it today. Oh, my goodness. My mouse isn't even working. All right. Although there may seem to be a stalemate on the surface as the battle for planet Earth rages on, something huge is coming. Multiple U.S. government-linked sources agree. The secret space program is about to be unveiled, NSA sources say. For their part, NASA sources say some sort of anomaly is affecting the very fabric of reality. The United States military is also now in full wartime mode, with over 1 million reservists being called up. As a result, the list of missing celebrities, billionaires, and politicians keeps growing as a massive purge of Satanists continue. As the real criminals are being rounded up, the bankruptcy of the United States Corporation is now leading to the mass release of mostly nonviolent offenders. While many law and order advocates are raising alarm bells, the fact is the United States has been operating a massive prison slave labor gulag. Americans are 20 times more likely to end up in jail than Chinese. For example, an African-American friend says her brother was jailed simply because his hair tested positive for marijuana. This is but one of countless examples of the ruling cabal using any pretext to gather up prison slave labor. A colleague in Singapore has seen U.S. bonds backed by prison slave labor being sold to investors in the Far East. Let that sink in. The United States government has been selling slave labor-backed bonds to the Chinese. The bankruptcy of the corporation is now shutting down the gulag. Only the truly dangerous criminals need to be kept in jail in the present circumstances. Maybe setting up a system of gang-controlled prison reserves might be a way to go forward on this. The sheeple, meanwhile, hunkering down in their homes, are very slowly beginning to realize their current government is composed of criminals and liars. Many traditional news outlets are now waking up to this reality. The New York Post, for example, is reporting that Bill Gates may have created the coronavirus in order to microchip people. The NSA is saying the same thing, as crazy as that sounds. There is a New York Post article, Roger Stone, Bill Gates may have created coronavirus to microchip people. The vaccine industry is being busted big time, and people will be horrified when they learn what trusted medical officers have been doing to them. There's also an article here, who CDC Gates defunded criminal war crime trials vaccine fraud. The rabbit hole runs deep, and there can be no doubt A family mafia has been running the Western world like a giant slave ranch for thousands of years, going back to Babylon. The Russians have been hysterically attacked because they were able to pinpoint the leadership of this mafia. The photographic evidence we have is just part of a mass of proof that shows Adolf Hitler's children have been running much of the Western world since World War II ended. Did you know Barack Obama's mother, a criminal wanted by the FBI, was, according to the Russians, a daughter of Adolf Hitler? His father, Frank Marshall, was an American communist agent. We have a picture of the FBI wanted poster and agency file photo for Obama's mother. There are two other photos sent by the Russians to us that may help you wrap your head around the enormity of lies we have been told since the end of World War II, if not longer. Before looking at them, please realize Hitler escaped Berlin on a plane to Norway before taking a submarine to Argentina. He lived to a ripe old age in Paraguay on a ranch that was subsequently bought by the Bush family. This is why many of his children were born long after the war ended. And we have a photo here, and I will go ahead and put it in the chat room so that you can look at it. The right-hand side photo we have posted before showing Adolf with his daughter, Angela Merkel. To convince doubters, we have now added an official photograph on the left side of young Angela for comparison purposes. And we have another couple of pictures here that we'll go ahead and add. And we have Angela's maternal grandmother's photo, Eva Braun's mother, Fanny Braun and Gretel Braun, which is Ava and Gretel's mother, and we'll post those also in the chat room as well. Copy image address. That one in there. Or maybe it's a double, I don't know. And the following photo shows three of Hitler's daughters who ended up in positions of power: Angela Merkel, Theresa May, and Dalia Grybauskaitė, the president of Lithuania as well. And there's that picture of the three of them together. We'll put that as well in the chat room so you can look at that. Here we can see a percentage of Jewish blood among the top Nazis. And we'll go ahead and put that one in the chat room as well. Boom. Merkel makes a fascist salute to Nazi Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu. And we'll copy that and paste that image as well in the chat room. The release of evidence like this is part of an attempt to wake up the sheeple to the reality of their gangster government. After the false flag, after the false flag on 9/11/2001, the Nazis fulfilled their long-term plan of taking over the United States and turning it into a fascist puppet state. That is what is now being taken down by the White Dragon Society and its Western and Eastern allies. Here is a summary of what is being uncovered from Prepare for Change. We have the governor of Michigan used to work for George Soros. California Governor Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Nancy Pelosi is Hitler's niece. Adam Schiff's sister is married to George Soros' son. John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. I thought that the Adam Schiff sister married to George's son was debunked. I thought that it was a Schiff, but it's not his sister. But then again, we don't know. They could be lying. The official, you know, it's like, oh, no, you're not officially related according to paperwork. But in reality, you know, this woman is related to frickin' Adolf Hitler. So John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros's nephew. Really? I don't know. This is, I'm just the messenger here. ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, Obama's former national security advisor. CBS President David Rhodes is the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to Jay Carney, former Obama White House press secretary. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Katie Hogan, Obama's former deputy press secretary. ABC President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Elizabeth Sherwood, Obama's former special advisor. And CNN President Virginia Moseley is married to Tom Nides, former Hillary Clinton deputy secretary. The list goes on and on. It's one big cabal family. This is the White House, the Senate, and the Congress. Let's go on and on. It's all one big cabal family club, and you are not allowed anywhere near it. This is what the alliance is fighting against. These are some of the celebrities and politicians we are being told have already been arrested. It has yet to appear on an official Justice Department press release, so think of it as a provisional at this point. And here we go. The celebrities that apparently are already in custody are Seth Green, James Gunn, Dan Schneider, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Ashton Kutcher, Kevin Spacey, Kathy Griffin, Oprah Winfrey, Sean Carter, Beyonce Knowles, Anthony Kiedis, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Jim Carrey, Steven Tyler, Ben Affleck, Stephen Collins, Will Ferrell, Elaine Damalia Badratiam, Aiken, Marshall Mathers III, Eminem, Jeffrey Jones, Victor Salva, Mark Collins Rector, Charlie Sheen, Tyler Gresham, Madonna, whatever her last name is, Katherine Hudson, Gwen Stefani, Stefani Germanotta, James Franco, Will Smith, Justin Roiland, John Cusack, Demi Moore, Brian Affleck, Meryl Streep, Wanda Sykes, Chelsea Handler, Michelle Wolf, David Yavarsky, Pharrell Williams, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Downey Jr., Courtney Love, Alec Baldwin, Johnny Depp, Brian Warner, and Asia Argento. Some of the political elites that are currently in custody, according to this information, are Joe Biden, John McCain, Bob Menendez, John Podesta, Tony Podesta, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, Jacob Schwartz, Ed Murray, Barney Frank, Brock Adams, Mel Reynolds, Neil Goldschmidt, David Wu, Tony Mendoza, Anthony Weiner, Peter Strzok, Adam Schiff, Charles Windsor, John Kerry, Joe Scarborough, Andrew Cuomo, Justin Trudeau, Brian Stelter, Jake Tapper, Chris Cuomo, Pope Francis, Bill Richardson, Peter Soros, Prince Andrew, Barack Obama, Anderson Cooper, and Sheila Jackson Lee. This group is still not going quietly into the night, and it is clear they tried to kill us and scare us back into submission with the coronavirus plandemic. It is also clear that for some reason their bioweapon attack on the human race is being neutralized. This Italian politician is one of the sheep that woke up and realized the illusory nature of this pandemic when he checked out the facts and found out the so-called coronavirus deaths were nothing of the sort. And this was Italian Senator Sgarbi denouncing the statistical fraud. Basically, deaths are being re-diagnosed. You know, they're not dying of heart attacks anymore. Miraculously, there's no more heart attacks. Everybody's dying of coronavirus. Here you can see the real cause of death, which are mostly heart attacks and cancer. And then we have a couple links here, which I will copy link address. We'll go ahead and just post the links in the chat room here. Italian link. I think it's going to work. Copy link address. Sometimes the links break when they post them, so let me know if they work or not. Because of the translation. However, the Chinese and Russians are fully aware that the United States regime tried to kill us all with bioweapons. Look at these official statements. We have taken note of the statement by the Russian Foreign Ministry. The United States has set up numerous laboratories on the territory of the former Soviet Union, which is causing serious public concern in the neighboring countries concerned, said the spokesman of the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Zhen Shuang, on Wednesday, 28 April. Meanwhile, the official Xinhua news agency said, Washington must respond to concerns that the delayed and chaotic U.S. response has accelerated the spread of the virus to other parts of the world. This is as diplomatically obvious as they blame the USA for the spread of the pandemic without an actual declaration of war. Since the bioweapon attack turned out to be a dud, there is now a serious ongoing attempt by the cabal to kill us with electromagnetic weapons. This is getting closer to home. Last week, the vet to whom I entrust my dogs addressed me with a fascinating story. He said that they had conducted a 5G experiment in Zenpokuji Park, which is near my home in west of Tokyo. Birds began to fall from the sky. I was summoned and I brought 3 dead pigeons back to my hospital and examined them. They had all torn lungs as if something had been confused with the sodium ions in their bodies. They had also had all the same symptoms as infectious periodontitis in cats, a coronavirus that destroys cat lungs. He said it was not naturally possible for pigeons to get a cat coronavirus. Apparently, birds fall from the sky in other places like Australia. We have some links here to that. We have heard earlier from Dr. Michael Marion and others that HIV was created by mixing a cat disease with genes from African green monkeys and other nasty stuff to make it contagious to humans. These peoples must be removed from all positions of power as quickly as possible, and that is happening now. The last bastion of their control network is the corporations and the banks. Therefore, the U.S. corporate government and its financial system must be imploded. One way to achieve this is the collapse of the oil price. The recent negative oil prices have driven computer speculators out of the oil market. The same happens with other raw materials. It is about separating the financial speculators from the real business world. The cabals defend themselves by trying to destroy people's livelihoods, by shutting down the economy with the pretended isolation against a pandemic. This struggle can be seen as a recovery of the stock market, enrichment of the cabal, while the U.S. adds a record 30 million unemployed, impoverishment of the people. These satanic rulers are so arrogant that they still leave public signs of their activity, in particular the number 666. For example, on 29 April's FRB's balance sheet reached $6.66 trillion, while Italy's crime rate fell by 66.6% due to the lockdown. And there's a couple articles that reference those numbers. As things stand, the United States military is the only institution capable of dealing with the collapse of the satanic U.S. corporation. A total of over 1 million reserves are being mobilized to ensure that basic survival items such as food, shelter, and emergency medical care are available to all people if the system should collapse. The cabal's efforts to close meat processing plants are an example of how the military has already intervened. And these can be confirmed. There's articles here from the White House Presidential Actions Executive Order ordering selected reserved armed forces on duty. Executive Order delegating authority to the Food Supply Chain Resources National Emergency Caused Outbreak, U.S. Military Force Numbers Service Branch. And they're also talking about the draft is being, you know, selective service folks better, like, get prepared. The European Union is also disintegrating together with the United States and is breaking up into its constituent states. There's an RT article here. Netherlands Rutte, EU coronavirus finance. So the question is, what's next? Well, it is hard to say how long the chaos will continue and will it get worse. but the worst will probably be over by this summer, Pentagon and other sources predict. But the real question is whether the collapse of the United States Corporation will remove the secret space program and the secret military technology monopolized by the elite. The White Dragon Society turned to the Nazis and offered them full amnesty, with the exception of child torturers and mass murderers. We do hope that the revelation of their secret space program will provide the United States and the rest of the world with a spark to start a new age of wonder. Whatever happens, the global awakening of the masses, which has begun, can no longer be stopped. Humanity will be freed from thousands of years of slavery. And that is the Fulford Report for the 5th of May, 2020.
Center of my being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and this now, with the full support of God, Arts, the Ascended Master Realm, to include our Ascended Master Self, our Saint Germain, Sananda, the Holy Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Goddess's Mercy, Archangel Michael and the Legions, Ashtar and the entire command, Balaji, Raphael, Gabriel, Band of the Trumpet Angels, Aboriginal and Tribal Shaman, Goddesses of Fortune, Angels of Light, Elohim, Clan and the Serpents, Shiva, all Christ frequencies, all animal totems, elementals of fire, air, water, and earth, all divine beings of light, love, and ascension, named and unnamed, to activate the cells within my being, warrior counterparts, with the unified power of the One. I decree my highest good always operating in this now. I decree grace and mercy always operating in this now. I invoke, decree, and dream away the full truth and reality of ascension in this now. I invoke and dream away with every breath that I breathe the vital fire, transmuting my whole being.
Pod me om, right? Oh, ma. Oh, yes. Oh, there's more to the show. So, were you one of those 900 Missouri residents who snitched on lockdown rule breakers? You know? Well, snitches don't always get rewards. Sometimes snitches really do get stitches. More than 900 Missouri residents who snitched on lockdown rule breakers are now in fear of retaliation. Why am I laughing? Because sometimes I laugh at inappropriate things. For the details, their details were released online. St. Louis County had urged the community to share details of anyone not following the guidelines. Oh, the coronavirus, because it's going to get you. The coronavirus. The coronavirus is going to get you. Well, a bunch of people snitched on a bunch of other people. And somehow, some way, it was through like the Freedom of Information. They sure responded fast. And they're like, hey, this rule here says that you got to release information like the people that called in and snitched on the other people. And so they did. And now those snitchers are getting like threats. So think about that next time you think about calling a popo on somebody for, I don't know, having a barbecue. Greater Manchester Police, because there's mad as cheese over there in the United Kingdom. Greater Manchester Police are now asking residents to call them you know, for a chat, if someone repeats conspiracy theories, yeah, that's right, because those are really dangerous people. They're asking people to call the police on family engaging in conspiracy theories. It's right out of the Chinese social credit score system, but it's not. It's happening now in the United Kingdom. Police in Manchester are engaged in a social media campaign. I bought a car in Manchester. I bought a Vauxhall Nova. I drove that little car all over Europe. Finally had to abandon it in Luxembourg, but that's another story. So you can see, here's a Twitter from Greater Manchester Police. Hashtag prevent. Online platforms can be a fun world. Unfortunately, they can also be used to exploit vulnerable people. If you are worried that one of your friends or family is showing signs of radicalization, seek advice or call police on 101. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm calling the police on my little brother because he's talking conspiracy stuff. All right. Let's go out with a little bit of something different. Watch out for giant wasps. Murder hornets. Yeah, murder hornets. There's a video. They killed. It's a bee. It's a giant wasp. It's got a huge stinger. It killed a mouse in less than 1 minute on video. The poor freaking, it was about the size of the mouse. And now in the United States, they're like, well, you know, we're finding these giant Japanese hornets or Asian hornets, whatever, you know, and they call them murder hornets, right? These things are so big and so strong. I mean, they eat the heads. They decapitate bees. But these things are so big that scientists can attach trackers. It's a wasp that you can attach a payload to. You can attach a payload to it, okay? You can use it as a drone. I mean, it's a strong wasp. And if I see some huge-looking thing, I mean, now, what are you going to do? You need a 12-gauge or something. I don't know what you do when you're on a hike. You're looking for mountain lions. You're not looking for flying needles. I mean, these things, their stinger, it feels like a hot ice pick. They said this thing, the stinger is, it's beyond the bullet ant. There's a guy that goes and gets stung by stuff on YouTube. He's like, no, this is beyond the bullet ant, man. It's beyond the bullet ant. Stay tuned for Deacon John. I'm out of here. Ciao, ciao.
La fel fără tine n-aș putea trăi. Eu știu că am în inimă.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Is your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? We'll squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
The time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. You're so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.